This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So Sam, what were the biggest challenges of this park for you?
Biggest challenges? It's an extremely physical movie. So, and it's actually trying to bring some sense of depth and gravity and truth within all the big bangs, explosions, and tumbles that you kind of film. That was the biggest challenge.
Did you do a lot of your own stunts?
You do as much as you can. And then Christian's the same before the kind of insurance people step in. Because I think we're in this day and age, you kind of got the Bourne franchise. And I think audiences kind of see it. They don't want it. They want to see an actor, push. That's part of the character.
So you spent quite a bit of time in makeup, didn't you?
About 6 hours, I think, was the most. When we put all the prosthetics on and they digitally do it, they eventually walk around like Cirque du Soleil because you're all blue. So, that's not hard. You're just sitting there. The hard part, those guys doing it for 6 hours, they got the hard part.
So there was, you said blue, they had blue parts of you where they would put in the CG later, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So have you been a fan of a Terminator franchise?
I reacquainted myself with them, obviously, before we started.
Yeah.
But I would have been, 14, 15 when the second one came out. So, I would remember the Liquid Man back then. Mm. But, I think when you reacquaint yourself, you see actually that, what Jim's done and the level of expertise he has as a storyteller.
Mm.
Our job was to try and do a movie that hopefully kind of gave something to the canon of movies and wasn't just a fucking waste of time.
Did you see something in the canon that you wanted to try to bring forward in what you were doing?
I wanted to make a robot that actually felt pain, because I've never seen that. There's a bit of that in Blade Runner, but I've never actually seen a movie where a cyborg or a robot kind of hurts. Not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. And I just wanted to kind of ramp that a bit.
What is it about the Terminator franchise which you think is so popular, made it so popular?
I think there's, it brings up, any good science fiction will reflect the mirror of society today. Mm-hmm. And I think, in Jim's first two in particular, and this one, hopefully, is a case of, this humanity, one thing in particular is this, I always think it's got a lot of hope in it. Even though it's bleak and dark, it's about these heroes standing up against a bunch of bullies. I kind of like that message. I got a 9-year-old nephew. He's the barometer for movies as far as I'm concerned. And if he gets a message of don't get bullied, no matter if it's by machines or whoever, and stand up and take a stand, I think that's a good message to say to a 9-year-old as far as I'm concerned. That's what I want. That's what I like.
You've just worked with James Cameron now, or are you still working with
James Cameron? I think Jim's still working now. He'll call me up in a minute. If he knows I'm in town, I'm fucked.
I guess I'm curious if he had expressed any curiosity about this.
Not particularly. No, he's busy doing Avatar.
Yeah, of course.
He passed on the franchise a while back, and I think he's keen to see if we fucked it up or not, to be honest. That was his message to me, don't stuff up, do your best. Get in and tell the story you want to tell.
What's the difference between working for Jim Cameron and working for McGee?
It's the two different beasts. It's the same as the movie. The movies are two different beasts. But McGee's a very, he's passionate about movies. He's an energizer bunny, He just, this enthusiasm, rattles across the whole of the cast and the crew. And, he doesn't stop. And, there's a similarity there between Jim, this obsessive nature of making the best damn movie you can at that period of time. The difference is Jim's got 5 years, we had 4 months, and whatever they, to film it. So it's, that's the similarity, but differences, they're two different people.
What's the last year been like for you? You have all of a sudden evolved into...
I watched your blog by the other day. You did a blog thing with your mate.
Yeah.
I watched it on the computer.
Hopefully you liked it.
It was cool, it made me laugh.
Well, there we go. Now that the tables have turned. So what's the story for you all of a sudden in the last year? You've gone from being, someone who's maybe not recognizable to the mainstream public to all of a sudden getting into all these high-profile films, including Clash of the Titans. What's it like for you right now?
I'm enjoying the ride, for starters. Any actor wants their movies and their work to be seen. So, you don't make a movie, and you don't get into this profession for your movies not to be seen and to just show them to your mates at home. So I'm actually liking the fact that people are going to get to see my work, and then, fingers crossed, hopefully like what I'm producing. We'll soon find out, won't we? I won't be working next year, it'll be fucked. But yeah, you know what I mean? It's so, and all this, it's just a bigger scale than what we do in Australia.
Well, a lot of people say that you actually get, you work for free, but you get paid to promote.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, totally. And I'm Australian, we work for free anyway.
Do you like the physicality? Is that something that you were planning on being a big part of your acting career? Or were you, do you have to kind of wrap your head around getting big?
Getting beat up and blown up?
Yeah.
Oh, it's part of the character. It's part of telling the story. You know, I don't mind running. I don't mind taking a few knocks. I'm a boy. You know, but hopefully it's not just Sam's an action dude. You know, that to me is not what I wanted. I wanted to bring a sense of the same kind of weight and emotionality I do in Australian films and bring that into a bigger blockbuster. You know, so you're not just kind of grunting and groaning and running around. That's what I wanted. Hopefully that comes across.
What's your regimen? What do you do to keep in good shape to do these kind of parts?
You get up. I don't know. I'm not really. I don't go to the gym and shit like that. Not okay. Particularly. No, no.
Was there any boot camp or weapons training or anything like that for this movie for you?
Well, I am the weapon, so. It's not that hard. When you're running for a minefield, they're blowing shit up around you. It's not that hard to run faster. That's the way I look at it.
So Anton said that you guys came to Albuquerque and worked on the script sort of all together, and that you and he specifically kind of worked out scenes of your characters getting to know each other.
Yeah, there was one scene, the scene where I kind of teach him with the rope. It was crap. And I said, I wasn't going to do it. I don't believe that, you should be... And I believe film set is a script, is a blueprint. That's what I totally believe. You're there to tell the story, but scenes have to develop. If a script is like an infant, and then when you're making it, it becomes a teenager. Everyone is yelling and everyone's fighting and it's rebelling. And in that scene in particular, it wasn't working. They bonded over some of the lamest gags I've ever read. And I said, let's bond. We don't have to become friends. Let's bond another way. And I think that's the first time Anton's kind of gone, are we allowed to do it? And I said, I don't care if we're allowed to do it. Let's just do it. They can say it's crap and they won't. We'll go back to the original. But I'd rather, my job is to come in and help McGee facilitate the movie, facilitate his vision on the film. And however I do that, people say you can be a bit difficult doing it, but that's my job. My job is to kind of make the best story I can tell. And if that means taking a script and rejigging it, then fine. And luckily we had a director who wanted input from everybody, and because it wasn't just I'm the director, this is what we're doing. It built a solidarity amongst the cast and the crew as well that tells a better story so that we can come to this and stand by what we did.
Now you don't do that with James Cameron, though, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you work it out with Jim. Well, that's what he hired me for. That I'm not a puppet, man. I'm there to go and go. I can make this work. Let's change this line, Jim, and it'll be a better scene. Why? Blah, 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 boom. You argue. Either he wins or I win. Either way, you're making it better.
Right.
That's what it's about. It's not about being a fucking puppet or a monkey. It's about pinging black off black and white, pinging it, making it alive.
Were there other scenes in the movie where you did this?
You change certain things or cut a lot of the stuff. Just certain. I'm a big fan of less is more. Don't really need to spell it all out. That's how I think. And so certain scenes I'd tweak or go, that line's shit, can we get rid of it? But that's the process of making any film. It's you're investigating the script and trying to make it real and alive. So that kind of struggle and friction, in a pearl, that's how a pearl's made, by friction, isn't it? Sand. So, what's that?
Sorry about that, that's my cell phone.
What's the ring?
That's the Sergio Leone movie.
Which one? Which one? Yeah. I like Once Upon a Time in the West. I think it's all sand. When it does that, it makes a pearl. So I don't kind of, that's how I look at it.
I'm going to just throw it out there. I am curious if you've seen anything of the final version of Avatar.
Yeah, I have. I've seen it.
What's your thought on it?
Well, I've seen the latest cut kind of thing. And, a lot of it isn't all rendered. So, what's my thought on that? That's a fucking beast that's going to kick everyone in the head.
Can you talk about your character a little?
In Avatar?
Yeah.
He's a former Marine who goes to another planet to drive these remote control bodies called Avatars. That's basically it.
So, what's more challenging, this movie, Terminator or Avatar?
Two different beasts.
Yeah?
Totally different.
How are they challenging?
Totally different. Jim was 13 months on non-stop.
Wow.
That's what I filmed in 8 months motion capture. There's no motion capture on this.
You shooting this 4 months, you say?
This we shot in four.
Yeah, then
Avatar was 13 for me, and I was short.
Wow.
They're still doing it. I've been doing it for 5 years.
People people have talked about Avatar as being this very immersive experience, very much more like changing, like almost like a drug,
yeah,
if you will, when you're watching it. I'm curious, have you seen it in 3D?
Yeah, you see the playback in 3D. 3D is just 3D for Jim is like digital for Danny Boyle. You know what I mean? That's what he likes. It's people were going, oh, it's fucking 3D. That's just the format that Jim likes. You know, he believes that you can. It brings the audience more into the screen. It's not ooga booga. It's literally you're looking around shit. And with the aliens being photorealistic, it actually pings them a lot better. So your brain starts to buy it. It doesn't kind of get distracted and distanced. You actually go in there and believe you're on Pandora.
So when you saw it, have you seen it in 3D? And did you have that kind of immersive experience while you were watching it?
Yeah, what I've seen in 3D, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. It looks like we shot it on Hawaii. It's that fucking real.
Yeah. Are there similar themes in Avatar, kind of like the post-apocalyptic world and battle between machines in this movie versus Avatar? It's kind of a science fiction movie as well. Are there some similar themes, you think?
I think there's similar themes in regards to the characters.
In regards to the plot or
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. A sense of hope.
Okay.
That's definitely a theme that resonates with Avatar in this. Humanity, you know, people finding hope in the desperate times, which is kind of good in these day and age. Yeah.
When you did your first scenes with Christian in this one, did you get psyched up to kind of go toe to toe with him?
I was chained up. And I was nervous as hell, to be honest, because he's a guy that I've watched his work and admire. So you go and, you know, that's why when I say toe-to-toe, you're going, you know, I'm watching a guy I rented out of the video store, you know, and here he is in front of me, kind of going, you will not kill my mother, you know. Yeah, yeah. Half the time I'm looking at him going, this ain't fucking real, is it? Well, shit, I've got a line. But, you know, he's extremely giving, and he's extremely, people call him intense. It's the wrong word. He's dedicated. He's passionate to the story. He don't give a crap about selling it. And fuck it, he gives a crap about the story. Mm. Are we on the right path? Are we telling a story here? No, I love that. You know?
What surprised you about him as you got to know him? Was there something
that it isn't, Bill? That it isn't. He doesn't care how big your trailer is. He walks around in his fucking track pants and he's dedicated to the work. And a guy on that kind of magnitude or that big a star, who, you know, isn't walking around like I'm the fucking king. I love that. He's down to earth. He's there for the work.
You're currently filming Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely curious about this. Could you talk a little bit about the film, what's going on with the
character? At the moment, we took on the Medusa, and we took on the Witches. I go back and take on a heap of scorpions, and then we take on the Dragon. So at the moment, we're running around in a dress fucking killing everything. So.
The one from the 80s,
it's the same kind of general story, and we've just ramped it up.
Now, did you look at the Harry Hamlin performance?
I want to do it exactly the same. That guy's going to come after me the amount of time I'm going to be saying. I had a take on Perseus that I said to Louis, and he went with it. The studio kind of liked my take, and now we've seen if it works.
It's coming out when next year?
March, I think. It's real quick, man. You're telling me. Yeah.
Well, you should get now.
I finished yesterday, flew in last night.
Oh, okay.
We've done, 2.5 weeks? We've got another, end of August, I think we wrap. Yeah, so it's extremely quick.
Where did you shoot Avatar?
I shot 8 months at the motion capture stage here.
Okay.
And about 5-6 months, whatever it is, in New Zealand.
Okay. Are you based in Australia or are you based here?
I go where the work is, mate. I'm a gypsy. I don't have a real home, because when I got Avatar, I kind of sold everything that I owned because I knew it was going to be a long journey. And then that's it. Okay, I've got 2 bags. And that was 4 years ago, and I've been working ever since. So I've still only got 2 bags. Got a bag of books and a bag of clothes. That's about it. You've got no base. My base at the moment is up the road.
So you said that, you know, when you came on to Terminator, you had the script, this blueprint, which was, as you said, kind of an infant.
Yeah.
I'm sort of curious, when you come on a project and the script is in that kind of stage where it's still being worked, what is it that gives you the confidence that in the end this is going to be a good project? Is it the director? Is it the other actors? What is it that sort of...
I sign on to any project because of the director, because they won't change. And you've got to feel confident that you're in good hands and they have vision. And McGee had a clear sense of what he's doing. We just came in and added the colour, added the details. And that's, to me, what it is. He had an idea of what the painting should be. My job is to come in and give him as many colours as possible so he can go and make the movie he wants to make. That's how I look at it.
Have you already started thinking about projects past Clash of the Titans?
Because
you seem like you're working non-stop right now.
I'm doing as much as I can until people realise I'm a sham. So, obviously they throw shit at you. We'll see how this goes, and they'll probably throw more shit at me. And then, you know, anything that piques my interest, I'll do. I like working. So.
You must be prepared on
something like a drawing room comedy or something by now, dude. I did a drama, it was me, Ava Mendez, and Keira Knightley in New York, normal dress sitting around. I craved the gun and a sword, to be honest with you. It was bizarre, the kissing scenes, I wasn't getting the same kind of rush.
That's that last night?
Yeah.
When does that one come out, do you
know? I got no idea.
That's an indie, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you see a place for yourself in future Terminator movies?
I hope so. Well, I hope so. I haven't read a script. You might know something I don't, mate. So, I hope so.
Thank you.
All right, cool. No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you. Yeah, you had your headphones on with your mate.
I did. I'm actually very happy.
It was about two.
I watched
it like 2 days ago. My mate sent it through. Yeah, I'm glad you saw it. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.